Topic number 3. Major pending disputes in Chapter 11 cases. Next, we'll quickly review the major pending disputes in two large Chapter 11 cases the troubled company reporter editors monitor day by day. Part A. Lehman Brothers. Ivy Magnadero reports three major disputes in the bankruptcy case of Lehman Brothers. 1. The dispute with London-based Barclays PLC over the sale of Lehman Broker Unit. 2. The dispute with New York-based J.P. Morgan Chase over the bank's role in Lehman's 2008 collapse. And 3. The recent dispute with Bank of America Corp. and Barclays over an alleged breach of contract related to the Archstone deal. Judge James Peck has granted Lehman authority to exercise its right of first offer to buy the stake of Bank of America and Barclays in apartment owner Archstone. Lehman closed on the purchase of a $1.325 billion stake in Archstone on January 20th, raising its total stake in the apartment company to 73.5%. In December 2011, Lehman sued Bank of America and Barclays for breach of contract after the banks agreed to sell their 26.5% stake in Archstone to Sam Zell's Equity Residential. Judge Peck directed both camps to resolve their dispute. The bid to block the Equity Residential deal was then rejected in January after the bankruptcy court was not convinced that Lehman would face irreparable harm if the sale pushed through. Archstone has ownership interests in numerous apartment developments in the United States and Germany. Lehman bought Archstone in 2007 in a $22 billion buyout through debt and equity financing from Bank of America and Barclays, which later became part owners when the buyout was restructured. Meanwhile, Lehman's battle with Barclays related to the 2008 sale of its brokerage unit continues. The parties are expected to appear before Judge Richard J. Howell of the United States District Court for the Southern District of New York in February to defend their stands on certain appeals. Barclays and the Lehman Broker Unit trustee, James Giddens, are appealing Judge Peck's ruling that gave Barclays, quote, only a conditional right, unquote, to $769 million in a reserve account, unless Mr. Giddens had enough to pay customers. Barclays is also appealing a February 2011 bankruptcy court ruling to return $2 billion in margin assets to Lehman. Judge Peck has also ordered Mr. Giddens to give Barclays at least $1.1 billion in clearance assets. The third dispute involves Lehman and J.P. Morgan, one of its largest creditors. Lehman sued J.P. Morgan in May 2010 for allegedly siphoning $8.6 billion of assets in the days leading to the Lehman bankruptcy. J.P. Morgan countersued, accusing Lehman of owing $25 billion in claims it might never repay. Then, in October 2011, Lehman accused J.P. Morgan of mishandling the sale of more than $27 billion worth of securities before its collapse. Hoping to reduce or avoid the $6.3 billion claim from J.P. Morgan, Lehman said traders at its former bank made improper profits on the sales by selling securities to themselves at low prices and reselling to third parties at higher prices. The $8.6 billion dispute continues as U.S. District Judge Richard Sullivan has deferred from making a decision on whether the lawsuit belongs in the district court, saying the federal bankruptcy judge must first rule on J.P. Morgan's bid to dismiss the case. No ruling has been entered on the matter as of press time. Part B. Tribune. In Tribune Company, the major dispute relates to the leverage buyout of the company in 2007. Creditors want to recover on alleged fraudulent conveyance claims. Lawsuits filed in 2010 relating to the matter, though, have been stayed while Tribune works at getting its bankruptcy plan confirmed. Two competing plans were submitted to the court last year, one from Tribune and another from bondholders led by Aurelius Capital. Both plans were rejected. Tribune has filed an amended plan. On January 24th, Judge Carey established a schedule for the resolution of the allocation disputes and confirmation of Tribune's third amended joint reorganization plan. All initial requests for written discovery with respect to the allocation disputes were to be served by January 20th. All discovery on the allocation disputes should be completed by February 17th. March 5th will be the hearing on the allocation disputes. The court is also scheduling the confirmation hearing to take place on May 16th. Eligible creditors will have until April 30th to submit their votes, and interested parties will also have until April 30th to file plan objections. The official committee of unsecured creditors, Oaktree Capital Management LP, Angelo Gordon & Company LP, and J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A., are plan proponents of the Tribune plan. Tribune had $13 billion in debt and $7.6 billion in assets when it filed for bankruptcy protection in 2008. That concludes Part 3 of the January Report. The report continues in Part 4.